26, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
87 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Manhattan. We do have a heat advisory in effect throughout the entire KPR listening area. It's 306. From You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 3:30. Talk about the peril in which the Social Security Trust Fund is currently existing. We learned some of the ways lawmakers could shore the program up and what are the risks of doing nothing. Spoiler alert, they're pretty high. So we're going to talk about that coming up. And then at 4:15, this year marks the 30th anniversary of federal legislation leading to the creation of the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve in Chase County. A documentary telling the story behind the creation of the preserve is airing this evening on KTWU Public TV in Topeka. Coming up on KPR, an excerpt from the documentary featuring filmmaker Dave Kendall. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, celebrating the free spirit of Kansas through independent films, music, and art in downtown Lawrence, June 22nd through 28th. Passes and tickets available at freestatefestival.org.
Just a heads up, I have a lot of weather to talk about today, so you're going to hear a fair amount of that during our news breaks. Heat advisory until 7 o'clock tonight for Allen Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. Pretty much everyone else gets a heat advisory till 9 o'clock tonight. Take extra care if you have to be outdoors.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle near Emporia. Richard Porter believes the financial commitment of listeners makes it possible for KPR to provide in-depth news and music daily, and is proud to support the goals and mission of Kansas Public Radio.
It's 87 degrees in Lawrence. Support. Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station. Steve Inskeep, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Do you have an old car or truck that you don't want to deal with? The KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Visit kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and proceeds will benefit KPR.
Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon here on your KPR stations. In just about 45 seconds, we'll have an update of news headlines. Plenty more news coming up and a preview of a big documentary airing on KTWU tonight. It is 87 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:30.
Disgraceful and accused the four countries of fueling anti-Semitism. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. First, let's take a look at the weather. We have a heat advisory until 7 o'clock tonight for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. Heat index values up to 106. A heat advisory until 9 o'clock tonight for most of the rest of the KPR listening area. Heat index values up to 108. The Kansas City Metroplex has a heat advisory until 10 o'clock tonight. Again, heat index values up to 108. A flood warning is in effect until 6 o'clock tonight for Dickinson and Ottawa counties. This includes Abilene, Chapman, Enterprise, Moonlight, and Ada. It also includes I-70 at mile markers 267 through 289. The Lion Creek near Junction City in Geary County has a flood warning till late this evening. The Smoky Hill River near Junction City in Geary County has a flood warning until early Thursday morning. Mill Creek near Paxico in Waubonsie County has a flood warning until late tonight. Chapman Creek in Dickinson County has a flood warning until Thursday morning. The Solomon River in Ottawa, Dickinson, and Saline counties has a flood warning in effect until Saturday morning, and Salt Creek in Ottawa County has a flood warning until further notice. That's not the only legacy of the storms that moved through yesterday and last night. State transportation officials are warning drivers about damaged or missing highway signs. The storms blew down several signs in portions of Kansas. KDOT says locations in Saline, Ottawa, Lincoln, and Ellsworth County were affected. People driving along I-70 or I-135 in these counties should be cautious. Missing signs include directional signs and stop signs. Crews are working to replace them, but officials say that could take some time since the signs have to be produced and delivered. In other news, Kansas has the most rural hospitals in the nation immediately at risk of closing, according to a recent report by the Center for Healthcare Quality and Payment Reform. The report analyzed profit margins, insurance payments, and costs. It found that 41 rural Kansas hospitals are at risk of closing, and another 28 rural Kansas hospitals are at immediate risk of closing. Cindy Samuelson with the Kansas Hospital Association says hospitals are struggling with inflation for costs like salaries.
One of the things that in the healthcare space that's unique is we can't really just increase our prices to impact that inflation or increased expense. Our prices are set.
Samuelson says rural hospitals are also struggling with low reimbursement rates from Medicaid, Medicare, and private insurance. You are listening to KPR. The time is 3:35.
This is all the outbreak that they'll receive the best care they may need. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. This year marks the 30th anniversary of federal legislation leading to the creation of the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve in Chase County, Kansas. A documentary telling the story behind the creation of the preserve airs this evening on KTWU, public television station in Topeka. The following excerpt from that program references former Kansas Senator Nancy Kassebaum, who played a key role in the birth of the preserve, which now operates as a public-private partnership between the National Park Service and the Nature Conservancy in Kansas.
The Nature Conservancy, importantly, the Park Service has some talents that we don't have, not part of our mission. They're very good at visitor services. They know how to take care of people and give them access to land in a manner that's safe and enjoyable. They're good at historical preservation. We don't do that. And so we bring a skill set in our ecological science and our range management expertise. They bring a skill set in their visitor services and in their historical preservation, and they have some good biological scientists as well. We make a pretty good team in managing this area, and it's worked out really well so far.
That was an excerpt from the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve, a Flint Hills love story, a documentary that is airing tonight on Topeka Public Television Station KTWU. The program, produced by Dave Kendall, premiered as part of the preserve's 20th anniversary celebration in 2016. Dave Kendall will talk more about the preserve during live breaks in the broadcast from the KTWU studios. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss in Union Station, June 21st at Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss in Union Station at Topeka Performing Arts Center, June 21st.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines, of course, at 4:01. Then, coming up at just about 4:10, the Trump administration has mostly shut down the main immigration court in San Francisco, saying the move's about saving money. Immigration lawyers are, shall we say, skeptical. The closure is creating chaos for the pending cases. We'll tell you more coming up on KPR. Going to be humid tonight. Our low isn't very low. Low's in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, a 50% chance of showers and storms. Still humid. Highs in the 90s. It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock.
This is all.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock, from 5 to 9 a.m. It is Morning Edition. Your local host will be Matthew Algio. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with a philanthropic focus extending to over 100 organizations, helping those in need and focusing on education, health, and the arts. More information at securitybenefit.com.
It's 88 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through the 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com.
Coming up on KPR, we have news headlines lined up for you at 4:30, so just about 12 minutes from now. Coming up at 4:36, last night the president spoke optimistically about the negotiations for ending the war with Iran.
We're very close to having a very, very good, strong, powerful deal.
Okay, but then the president confirmed that it was Iran that shot down a U.S. Army Apache helicopter yesterday, saying that the U.S. must respond. So how do we reconcile these two statements? We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to four floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes, insects, fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Heat advisories in effect throughout all of the KPR listening area. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence and 88 in Topeka. Feels like it's 99 in both of those locations at this hour.
Support for KPR comes from the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, inspiring visitors to celebrate, explore, and care for the Flint Hills region with exhibits, programs, and events to engage visitors of all ages. More at flinthillsdiscovery.org.
The time is 20 minutes past 4 o'clock, and you're listening to KPR.
Has until the end of the week to prevent a critical intelligence gathering program from expiring. Plus, high-stakes immigration enforcement funding heads to the House. The latest from Capitol Hill tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Get caught up on the latest national, international, and regional news first thing in the morning.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss in Union Station June 21st at Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss in Union Station at Topeka Performing Arts Center June 21st.
News headlines are coming up next. We have a flood warning till 6 o'clock tonight for Dickinson and Ottawa counties. Solomon River out of its banks, and the flood warning for that particular waterway until Saturday morning. You're listening to KPR. It's 4:30.
And other vehicles, just in case. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Heat advisories are in effect throughout the KPR listening area at this hour. They end at 7 o'clock this evening for our southernmost counties in the KPR listening area, till 9 o'clock tonight for most of the KPR listening area, and 10 o'clock tonight for the greater Kansas City metro area. You are urged to drink plenty of fluids, stay in air conditioning, stay out of the sun, check on your relatives and neighbors, provide shade and water for pets. Don't do anything too strenuous except in the early morning hours or in the evening. It is very hot and it is very easy to get heat exhaustion or heat stroke. In other news, state transportation officials are warning drivers about damaged or missing highway signs in parts of Kansas that were struck by storms. Yesterday's storms and last night's storms blew down several signs. The Kansas Department of Transportation says locations in Saline, Ottawa, Lincoln, and Ellsworth counties were affected. People driving along I-70 or I-135 in these counties should be cautious. Missing signs include directional and stop signs. Crews are working to replace those signs, but officials say that could take some time, since the signs do have to be produced and then delivered. If you have a license to fly a drone, and more people do than you might imagine, the federal government has a World Cup warning. Here's Sam Zeff.
The FBI and FAA warned that there will be what the government calls temporary flight restrictions around Arrowhead Stadium during the 6 World Cup matches in Kansas City. It's unknown how many certified drone pilots are in the metro, but across the country, the FAA says, there are almost 500,000. During matches, all aircraft operations, including drones, will be prohibited within a 3 nautical mile radius of the stadium. That's about 3.5 standard miles. Violators face up to a $100,000 fine. Police in Missouri and Kansas have received federal grants to enhance drone detection. I'm Sam Zeff.
Partly cloudy skies tonight and humid, not a very lows in the mid-70s tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Humid, highs are in the 90s, and a 70% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night. It's 4:35.
Support for Considered from NPR News.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Morning Edition keeps you in touch with your fellow human beings and with people seeking human contact, like those at speed friending events.
It was very good for my soul.
And at no phone bars.
I wanted to create a space where people could come, interact, be vulnerable, be nervous, but be human, you know what I mean?
I do. Listen for Life across the country, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It's Morning Edition on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, providing health care to uninsured neighbors since 2005. With the help of volunteers, patients can access care by appointment at locations across Manhattan. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Give Campus, a fundraising platform helping over 1,500 colleges, universities, and independent schools identify, engage, and steward donors. More information at givecampus.com.
Hope you'll stay tuned. News headlines coming your way at 5:01. Then the president and the prime minister of Israel no longer seem all that aligned on Iran.
The Israeli preference would be to continue the war. They would like to see Iran defeated in a more lasting way.
Donald Trump appears eager to end the conflict. We'll tell you more about the shifting dynamics between Trump and Netanyahu coming up on KPR. Humid conditions tonight with a low in the mid-70s. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, but it feels like it's 99. It's 10 minutes before 5.
And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Lawmakers consider a major government surveillance program and immigration enforcement funding. The latest from Capitol Hill on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. You'll get caught up on all the news from overnight and a whole lot more. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News is coming up in 1 minute. It's 5 o'clock.
Working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu.
We have heat advisories in effect throughout the KPR listening area until this evening. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, but it feels like 99. It's 5:06.
Joe Bright, NPR News, Lagos.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Get you an update of news headlines at 5:30. Then we're going to talk about the problems facing Social Security. Quarter of six, we will learn about a documentary that is airing on KTWU tonight. It's all about the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org.
Heat advisories in effect at this hour throughout the KPR listening area. They expire at varying times. If you're down in Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, Woodson counties, it expires at 7. And that's not free license to go out and do ultramarathons at the stroke of 7. But the point is that the humidity should drop a little bit at that point. And the sun will start going down and it'll generally feel a bit better. Heat advisory till 9 o'clock tonight for most of the rest of the KPR listening area. Heat advisory till 10 o'clock tonight for the greater Kansas City metro area and most of those border counties with the state of Missouri.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
88 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Topeka, feels like it's 99 degrees, 88 in Emporia, feels like it's 98 there. The time is 5:20.
Support for us.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. It's Morning Edition. Get caught up first thing in the morning on the latest news from around the world, around the nation, and around the region.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss in Union Station, June 21st at Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss in Union Station at Topeka Performing Arts Center, June 21st.
We have news headlines coming up next. Partly cloudy skies tonight, and it's going to be humid with a low in the mid-70s tomorrow. Still humid, 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow with a high in the 90s. It's 5:30.
And you are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. First off, we do still have a flood warning in effect until 6 o'clock tonight for all of Dickinson and Ottawa counties, including Abilene, Chapman, Enterprise, and Moonlight. And this includes I-70 between mile markers 267 and 289. Many other flood warnings in effect of varying lengths. The Solomon River flood warning is in effect until Saturday morning, and the Salt Creek flood warning in Ottawa County is in effect until further notice. In other news, five Republican members of the Kansas Board of Education will not be running for re-election this year. That's half the board. The Kansas Reflector reports none of the five filed the paperwork required to appear on the ballot by the June 1st deadline. In the Republican primary, three of the five seats will be contested. The Democrats will field just one candidate in each of the five districts. Among the board members leaving are three-term incumbent Jim Porter of Fredonia and two-term member Michelle Dombrowski of Olathe. The state of Kansas has the most rural hospitals in the nation immediately at risk of closing. That's according to a recent report by the Center for Healthcare Quality and Payment Reform. The report analyzed profit margins, insurance payments, and costs. It found that 41 rural Kansas hospitals are at risk of closing, and 28 more are at immediate risk of closing. Cindy Samuelson with the Kansas Hospital Association says hospitals are struggling with inflation for costs like salaries.
One of the things that in the healthcare space that's unique is we can't really just increase our prices to impact that inflation or increased expense. Our prices are set.
Samuelson says rural hospitals are also struggling with low reimbursement rates from Medicaid, Medicare, and private insurance. If you have a license to fly a drone, and more people than you might think actually do, the federal government has a World Cup warning. Here's Sam Zeff.
The FBI and FAA warn that there will be what the government calls temporary flight restrictions around Arrowhead Stadium during the 6 World Cup matches in Kansas City. It's unknown how many certified drone pilots are in the metro, but across the country, the FAA says, there are almost a half million. During matches, all aircraft operations, including drones, will be prohibited within a 3 nautical mile radius of the stadium. That's about 3.5 standard miles. Violators face up to a $100,000 fine. Police in Missouri and Kansas have received federal grants to enhance drone detection. I'm Sam Zeff.
Partly cloudy skies tonight and humid with a low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Still humid, highs in the 90s. A 70% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night with locally heavy rainfall possible.
This is All Things Considered. Scott Horsley, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. This year marks the 30th anniversary of federal legislation leading to the creation of the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve in Chase County, Kansas. A documentary telling the story behind the creation of the preserve is airing this evening on KTWU. That's the public television station in Topeka. The following excerpt from that program references former Kansas Senator Nancy Kassebaum, who played a key role in the birth of the preserve, which now operates as a public-private partnership between the National Park Service and the Nature Conservancy in Kansas.
Very involved in that, but we do it in partnership with the National Park Service. Importantly, the Park Service has some talents that we don't have, not part of our mission. They're very good at visitor services. They know how to take care of people and give them access to land in a manner that's safe and enjoyable. They're good at historical preservation. We don't do that. And so we bring a skill set in our ecological science and our range management expertise They bring a skill set in their visitor services and in their historical preservation, and they have some good biological scientists as well. And we make a pretty good team in managing this area, and it's worked out really well so far.
That was an excerpt from the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve, A Flint Hills Love Story, a documentary airing tonight on Topeka Public Television Station KTWU. The program, produced by Dave Kendall, premiered as part of the Preserve's 20th anniversary celebration in 2016. Dave Kendall will be talking more about the Preserve during live breaks in tonight's broadcast from the KTWU studios. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where faculty and students use an on-campus research reactor to study applications of nuclear science in medicine, energy, and safety. More information at k-state.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, a meeting between Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un. We will also talk about the closure of an immigration court in San Francisco, the implications of that move, all coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including Broadway musicals Mrs. Doubtfire, Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde the Musical. Details at lead.ku.edu.
88 degrees in Lawrence, though it feels like 99. It's 10 minutes before 6.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm from Capitol Hill on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan 99.5. And KansasPublicRadio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.